This recording, Spain 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in another square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleeced jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut about the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Marison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from a town in Spain, where Catalan and Spain are spoken, and I am a professor at the university, which is the only university that is in that town. I teach the students who would like to be teachers at primary schools. I usually teach only 2 or 3 days a week, and the rest of the days I am at home preparing my classes. When I go out, I like to go to pubs with my friends. And now I'm in the United States visiting some friends here. And when I will come back home, we are going to have a party similar to Halloween, but it is not exactly Halloween. We are going to go all together to a place where we are going to spend a night and then have some dance and some things to eat as well. So, food is really unusual. In fact, I have just been in a supermarket here. And the things you can find in supermarkets, in American supermarkets, are very different from the food I could find in Lleida. You have a lot more variety of some things. For example, soft drinks. We do not have these different colors. You have this blueberry soda. This, don't know, many flavors. We just have Coke and lemonade and things like that.